From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a group of Taliban insurgents attack a building in the Afghan capital, Kabul. Officials say the building housed a special unit of the Afghan security force responsible for protecting government officials. The attack began Tuesday with a suicide bombing at the entrance to the building. Reporter Ayaz Ghul says it was a powerful explosion.
This massive explosion caused a lot of damage to the building, but it was so huge that it was heard across the Kabul city, according to witnesses.
Officials said the ensuing gunfight between the assailants and Afghan security forces left all the attackers dead. At least 30 people were killed, and more than 327 were wounded in the incident. Prospects for a political resolution to Syria's civil war dimmed after the main opposition group pulled back from UN-facilitated talks with the Syrian government. The opposition High Negotiations Committee called on the International Syria Support Group to intervene. Salem Mesled is a spokesman.
We're not walking away from the negotiation. We are really willing to continue the negotiation, but something has to be done on the ground in Syria.
There has been an uptick in fighting since the two sides agreed on a ceasefire. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says airstrikes hit two opposition-held towns Tuesday in northwestern Syria, killing 44 civilians. An Israeli court on Tuesday convicted the man who led the 2014 revenge killing and burning of a Palestinian teenager. The court rejected an insanity plea by Yosef Haim Ben David, saying he was fully aware of his actions at the time of the murder. He is due to be sentenced next month. This is VOA News.